Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Disney World set to reopen this weekend to Orlando, Florida, which just so happens to be a major hotspot for the virus. Disney says they're sparing no expense in keeping the park sanitized and will aggressively enforce social distancing and mask wearing still, even with the strict precautions. Would you go? Dr. Ravina Kalar, infectious disease specialist, epidemiologist, spokeswoman for the Infectious Diseases Society of America. So, doctor, what do you say? You and I go to the park, we grab a churro, we ride some roller coasters. Safe or not safe?
Sounds great in a normal time, but definitely not safe. Although Disney is implementing these safety measures to reopen the park, the reopening of a theme park about the size of San Francisco is extremely risky. I mean, you just say this, Florida is at the epicenter of the pandemic. I want to reiterate this, that Disney World is reopening at a time when there is an explosion of cases. I mean, Florida is in the red zone on its risk scale.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's just hard to imagine. Well, I guess I can imagine what the discussion must have been like in the boardroom of Disney. You know, it's like, well, we got to make money somehow. But I just have a hard time figuring out how they justify it. Can you?
I am having a very hard time as well, especially with all the data, new data that's coming out of the risk of these asymptomatic silent carriers, the risk now that there might be that the virus might be airborne, and that makes it even more scary for the virus to spread and to catch quite quickly. So it makes me very concerned that, you know, obviously there is a business factor here, but people are at high risk if they go in mass crowds and they have a high chance of potentially getting this virus around others.
Now, is there anything that, you know, Disney World or theme parks should be doing adding on to the list? Or is it just that the, you know, maintaining only a certain number of people in there, doing temperature checks, spacing out in lines, like, that's great, but even those things aren't going to be enough?
Yeah, those things are not going to be sufficient. And temperature screenings, quite honestly, give a false sense of security. They only catch sick people. We know that asymptomatic carriers can spread coronavirus as well as sick people, and there's no way to screen those people. And that's what makes this virus, quite honestly, so sneaky.
Well, so if going to a outdoor amusement park is not good, and presumably going to an indoor movie theater isn't good either, we're kind of doomed for quite some time to just sit in our homes, aren't we?
I mean, we are. I mean, until we see these cases come down and until we see there potentially being a vaccine that's available or something that we have there, we really need to be careful. I mean, we are right now in the thick of it. The tsunami is here. And, you know, you did bring up a good point, the fact that the risk for is the highest actually in these indoor settings where there's poor ventilation, but it can also be spread outside. So I think that people are getting a false sense of security, thinking if you're outside in a mass gathering that you have a lower risk of getting the virus. You do, but you still do carry a risk. You don't know what that person next to you has done. You don't know whether that person next to you is symptomatic or not, and you carry that risk. So until there is a decrease in cases, we really need to be careful.
And is that the key difference between, like, the parks in Asia that are open, that their caseloads are down, and this is the reward, right? You get the cases down, you can go to Disneyland. We're not there yet.
Correct. We aren't there yet. And I think until we get there, we need to close up, keep these parks closed for the safety of everyone.
Would it help if they had, you know, like Mickey and Goofy wear masks?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, great question. You know, I don't think so. You know, masks only help so much. You also have those surfaces that this virus survives on. The virus is able to survive on every single surface. And, you know, that's something that I think about now. Every time I touch a surface where other people have touched, have I cleaned my hands? Have I not touched my face? Because that's what you have to think about in these theme parks. The mask only protects you so much, but you also are touching very common surfaces that everyone has been around.
Dr. Ravina Kular, infectious disease specialist, epidemiologist, spokeswoman, Infectious Diseases Society.